Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
You are, in fact, tuned into Tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. And yes, I am Dave Graveline for the weekend of April 20th, 2018. Delighted to have you with us. Ross Monteracio in the control room here in the studio.
Chris Graveline.
And we're doing this show, recording, if you will, a little bit earlier because I'm in Berlin and or Rome when you hear this. actually, when you hear this, I'm now in Rome. Okay. Covering health tech in Berlin a few days ago. Boy, was I tired. Okay. Reminds me of Craig Ferguson when he used to just cover his mouth and say, congratulations to winning team, you know, or something like that, because his show would air after an event. And then on to Rome to moderate the Global Press Conference, the annual event that we do for IFA with 350 journalists from around the world. But you will be hearing next week on the show. I did a whole bunch, he hoped, of interviews with some folks at CONIT, the Connected Health IT show in Berlin, Germany.
It's okay. If not, we can always go back in time and edit this out.
Right. So yeah. if you didn't hear what I just said, then never mind. Because you wouldn't have heard it. Now that we've confused everyone, I'm traveling.
Yeah, so when you're in Rome, tell the Pope I said, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
I don't think
he speaks street like that. Plus, he doesn't understand much English, as I understand. So we'll have to say it in Spanish or...
Hola, ¿qué tal, homie?
Homie. Oh, gosh. All right, then. I will do that. I will, because I'm sure I'll have an audience with the Holy Father at the same time of being out there to moderate a press event. I'm sure they'll squeeze that in as well.
Yeah.
Dinner at the Coliseum. I mean, we'll be just having a lot of fun.
Isn't he going to be attending the IFA press event?
Of course. He's got to give his blessing.
Yeah.
So if the Pope Mobile's working, I hear it's in the shop.
Oh.
So we'll have to see. You know, we can't bring 400 journalists over to the Vatican City. They're just going to say, whoa, no, too many.
Yeah, but doesn't he drive around in a Prius or something like that?
Yeah, so that'll work.
Yeah.
We'll save a spot in the hotel parking lot for him.
There you go.
Tech news and commentary, if we even can get there. And then, of course, we will address your digital dilemmas. We've got a whole bunch of folks with some great questions, and hopefully we have some great answers for you. We'll let you be the judge of that, but we want you to participate on the program anytime, even if you just want to call in to say, Dave, shut up and just get to the tech news and the stuff. That's okay. At this number, 24/7, by the way.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
There you go. What do you got for us in the way of tech news? And perhaps we shall comment on some of it.
Maybe. Well, for the first time in the history of the DealerScope Top 101 Consumer Electronics Retailers list, Amazon has claimed the number one overall spot.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And I guess they're a retailer. They're an online retailer. You tend to think in terms of retailers as the proverbial brick-and-mortar stores. Okay. But H was talking about this before we went on the air, and it was like, wow, that's interesting, because not a big surprise, but interesting that the Consumer Technology Association is also acknowledging it. But
yeah. Well, but and what makes the story, you know, interesting is it's not even, you know, e-tailer in general. It's just consumer electronics. So
yeah, true.
Selling consumer electronics online. The e-commerce giant supplanted Best Buy, which has been at the top since DealerScope began tracking the retail trends a handful of years ago. Best Buy has been able to maintain a slight edge over Amazon in the CE retail sales for the last several years, but despite seeing consumer electronics retail sales climb more than 8.5% year over year, the brick-and-mortar giant wasn't able to hold the top spot. Amazon grew its CE retail business by more than 18.5% year over year, more than $5.3 billion. $1,000.
Wow, nice.
And that's just consumer electronics.
Yeah. Well, we've been saying for how long now, go into your Best Buy or other big electronics store for touching and feeling and comparing sometimes, and you do the same thing. We do regularly on all kinds of products, but especially with consumer electronics. And if they won't match a deal you can get online, Amazon or otherwise, then decide what you want and go buy it online. It's unfortunate that these brick-and-mortar retailers like Best Buy that give away your credit card information anyway, that's a whole other story that we did on the show last week. But the fact is that if they can't or won't match a good price, then as a consumer, consume your stuff elsewhere. In this case, a lot of people have been doing that with Amazon.
And isn't Best Buy still closing a bunch of stores?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're closing all of their mobile stores for all kinds of accessories and mobile phones and whatnot. All of them, I think it was 1,500, most of which were in malls. Yeah. All of those are going or gone by now.
Yeah, and I've seen them in malls and airports.
Yeah. And now you can probably just see the machines. Have you seen the Best Buy machines?
Yeah.
I guess they don't close those because they don't have to pay anyone except once a week to go and refill it or something. But that's weird. I stand there and I watch people trying to pick, you know, a phone or a pair of expensive headphones or something to drop out of a vending machine, and they're just trying to decide. And of course, you can't touch and feel it till you buy it.
Well, that's the thing. I've seen them with like laptops in it. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the airport. I'm gonna spend $800 to buy a laptop from a vending machine.
Yeah, and let's go do it at the airport too. Yeah. When it's an $800 laptop that you could buy for $300 in a store or $250 at Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And, of course, last week under fire for the worst privacy debacle in his company's history, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg continued to deal with often aggressive questioning from Congress folks. We talked a lot about it on the show last week because it happened a week before that. But they accused him of failing to protect the personal information of millions of Americans from Russians intent on upsetting the U.S. election. For the most part, Wall Street, as a post-story to his testimony, seemed okay with most of his answers. But Mark Zuckerberg is a guy who's more comfortable in a hoodie than a suit. And it just looked very uncomfortable the whole time at both the House and Senate hearings.
You know, and I didn't do my own research to confirm it, but I had heard on another radio show, morning show, that while he was sitting
there, it's got to be true if it's on radio.
Yeah, that's
at least
true.
You can trust radio.
But while he was sitting there, like, you know, sweating and, you know, getting, you know, being uncomfortable under the collar, that Facebook's stock apparently soared. He made millions of dollars just by sitting in front of Congress.
H said at one point he saw $3 billion that he made while sitting there.
Yeah, so I'm sure
lost and then made and lost and made. I mean, it was up and down, but it was interesting to watch. Somebody did a split screen of his testimony and what was happening with the Dow Jones Industrials.
Yeah, so you know, he shouldn't be too uncomfortable. He's making tons of money by sitting there in front of Congress.
Yeah. The Washington Post had a subsequent headline, though, that I found very interesting. Boy billionaire Mark Zuckerberg struggles to play the grown-up. Oh, my gosh. The Washington Post, mind you, owned by Amazon owner Jeff Bezos. And they've never seen eye to eye anyway, apparently. So the Washington Post saw fit to say that he's trying to play the grown-up.
Well, you know, and that's what makes it hard for mainstream media to be taken seriously when you get headlines even like that. You know, such obviously slanted headlines, just basically not even political, but just making a dig at him personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, we dig at people all the time. Well, not so much at people as it is, well, some people, but companies certainly.
Yeah.
Because if they deserve it, we're honest. Mm-hmm. It's radio. You can believe it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how do you think the Facebook billionaire did in his suit? We want to know, in terms of testimony, did you watch it also, and what did you make out of it? Did you realize, like most of us did, that all the old folks sitting on the dais had no clue about technology? I mean, asking some of the stupidest questions. I mean, if you don't have a good question or you don't understand what you're asking, don't ask it. Just be quiet, move on to the next person, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Chairman, I've got no other questions, thank you, because I don't know what to ask. You know. But some of them embarrassed the heck out of themselves. And, of course, they had to bring in extra seating because 44 senators or House of Representatives, depending on which day he was testifying, wanted to ask questions or at least be there to be seen with Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh,
it was very strange. But I'm curious about our audience, what you thought. The first day, I believe it was the Senate hearings, all of our local TV stations even had it wall to wall. And then they all realized, well, that was dumb. That cost us all of our other programming and all of our commercials and everything. They didn't say anything spectacular. Mm-hmm. You know, not that anyone was expecting that Mark would start off with, I've decided to close Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, I'm following the hashtag delete Facebook, and I'm deleting it. And that didn't happen.
Trust me, with the numbers we talked about a couple weeks ago, just on their ad revenue in the U.S. and Canada alone, that he's not going to close Facebook.
Not a chance. Of course not. And nor would that really be expected. But I think some people were thinking, hey, what if? Or what if he just gets upset at these old men and women, you know, most of them anyway, asking the dumbest questions and said, you know what, I don't need to be here. I'm out of here. Bye. You know, and that's what I was kind of hoping for, that he'd just get up and say, I'm done. You know, you want to ask me questions, ask me on Facebook. I'll answer there. But what does our audience think? 800-899-INTO anytime. And we'd love to get your opinions. We'll get them on the air on next week's show and talk about it. It was an interesting time.
Yeah.
Smart home technology making its mark on real estate development and growth in new home builds is expected to rise by 44% through 2021, according to new data from IHS Market. Having smart home devices in new homes being built improves growth in the segment. Duh. But I figured we had to add that line because that was the gist of their report, as if any of our audience didn't already know that. Of course you want to have smart home devices in new homes as well as our existing homes. And it does improve growth in the segment and the value of your home. Not just that, oh, that light, you can use an app and turn it on and off. There's more to it than that. There's so many more smart devices, smart locks, and open and close your blinds or your drapes. There's so many cool things that are becoming much more affordable, and you can tell your smart speaker, air quotes, to turn them on or open the windows or do whatever. So there's a lot of cool things coming up along those lines.
Yes.
Take advantage.
Instagram is building its own data portability tool, which will allow users to download a copy of everything they've ever shared on the platform, similar to how Facebook's Download Your Information tool works. The tool could help Instagram users monitor how much of their data is on the platform. It will also help Facebook, which owns Instagram, comply with the forthcoming European Data Privacy Rule, General Data Protection Regulation, which requires all data to be portable. The rule will also require companies to delete data upon user request. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg confirmed in testimony to the House Energy and Commerce Committee in Congress that the company would comply with the rules in Europe and in the U.S. where it's not yet required.
Well, but they don't have a choice in Europe.
Right.
Because they are regulations now going into effect. Oh, we'll comply, do you think?
Right. Well, but what they're saying is that they will also comply in the U.S. where it's not regulated yet, but
well,
it
good.
Probably will be soon.
Yeah, of course. And that's the biggest fear of the Zuckerbergs of the world is regulation. Oh, my gosh, don't do that, because then we're going to have some caps as to what we can make and do and whatnot. They want to regulate themselves, which a lot of people say is not such a good idea.
Yeah.
So we shall see how that goes. Interesting. Al in Shreveport, Louisiana, listens on 710 Keel. Welcome into tomorrow, Al.
Just heard you on the radio, and you're mentioning that Facebook, why hasn't anybody come up with competition for them? I would love to get onto another platform, but I know it's very expensive. Is anyone in the process of making a competitor to Facebook?
Well, there's MySpace. If it's still around, I don't know. But, Al, if what you're looking for is basically a Facebook clone, as in something that looks like Facebook and does what Facebook does, the only popular ones that we know of are, ready? RenRen in China and Vyontakte. I don't even know how to say it. How would you say that? Vyontakte in Russia.
Yeah.
So you could try those.
Yeah. Now, if you have a minute, look them up. They are shameless copies of Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
With the only real difference being the alphabet that you see on the screen and the logo. Now, if your concern is the privacy of your data, as well as Facebook is not doing with that at the moment, you probably don't want to go with the Chinese or Russian versions of the same thing, not to mention that you'd have a hard time finding a lot of your friends in either platform.
Well, that's true. How many of your friends are going to be in the Chinese or the Russian Facebook lookalike. But that's the point. It looks an awful lot like Facebook, both of them. And of course, they're China and Russia, so they'll just steal it and do with it whatever they wish. Yeah. Now, just last week when Mark Zuckerberg was testifying before Congress, Senator Lindsey Graham and he had the following exchange. Senator Graham asked, "Who's your biggest competitor?" Zuckerberg answered, "Senator, we have a lot of competitors." But after that, he couldn't really name a single one. Instead, he kept talking about how different parts of Facebook have their own competitors, each in their own way. When asked, "You don't think you have a monopoly?" Zuckerberg laughed and after a long pause said, "It certainly doesn't feel like that to me."
Yeah, after which a lot of the people in the room laughed.
Of course. You know. But he still couldn't name any direct competitor for Facebook that does exactly what Facebook does. And even had to give an evasive answer as to why they bought Instagram, if not to eliminate what was a growing competitor.
Yeah, and Instagram was a threat because it's one of a few other social networks that don't look or act like Facebook, but are very popular. And even with how different they are a threat to them. Their own Instagram attracts more young users than Facebook does these days, and Snapchat does too. Now, both of those are photo-centric. Both rely on sharing moments for a short time rather than on writing a type of diary on a timeline. So they're not exact Facebook replacements, but they're the social media of choice for the new generation.
Oh, yeah. So many younger folks have said, "My parents are on Facebook, I'm off." And they just left. But they go to Instagram. Of course, Snapchat, biggie. But Instagram and Snapchat seem to be popular, whereas Facebook has fallen out of grace with them. They still, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg still has, what, 2 billion people who are on Facebook? So, I mean, they're worried because they want to bring the young folks back. But instead, they'll probably just keep buying up competitors that the younger folks are using and figuring that they're just content. Al, I hope we answered your question. The answer is no, really. But certainly, again, if Mark Zuckerberg doesn't know or think he has any competition, we certainly can't find any real competition. But let us know what you think. And, of course, others, by all means, chime in. 800-899-INTO.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
You know, every day in almost every way, the digital revolution that we're living through now is changing our lives. We hope for the better. Into Tomorrow is here to make it easier for you, more productive, hopefully more fun as well. But we want to hear from you. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
Oh, it's very cool.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
History.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
This week, back in 1880, Francis Clark and M.G. Foster patented the electrical hearing aid. And if you couldn't hear me, maybe you need one. Yeah. In 1954, the prototype manufacturer of a new solar battery was announced by the Bell Laboratories in New York City.
Cool.
In 1977, optical fiber was used to carry live telephone traffic for the first time.
Try to take over the world.
And that, of course, you know, increased the quality and reliability of phone calls.
Yeah.
In 1981, the first integrated mouse intended for use with a personal computer made its appearance with the Xerox Star workstation. And this week in 2005, the first ever YouTube video was uploaded by co-founder Jawed Karim, entitled Me at the Zoo.
And it's still available to see, of course.
Still available, and it was the very first, basically, is him introducing the elephants at the zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was the first YouTube video. First How long ago?
In 2005.
Wow. So
13 years.
It's hard to believe that we haven't had YouTube all along because of all the things up there. But there you go, the very first one, Me at the Zoo.
That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Do you happen to have a favorite app? Maybe you want to share with us some tech rage. Oh, I'm sure none of your tech has ever made you upset. Or maybe you've got a question about anything involving consumer electronics, any kind of consumer tech things we can answer for you. Call us anytime at the following number.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Or our Into Tomorrow apps.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151. Again, 1-800-461-3151.
Fifteen years ago, the internet was an escape from the real world. Now the real world is an escape from the internet, it seems, most of the time. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow. Do me a personal favor, won't you consider this? Call in and participate on the program. If you've never done it, it really is very easy. In fact, if you use our toll-free 800 number, I kind of hold your hand through the process. Folks tell us that it's actually a fun experience, so let me know what you think. But consider calling us at 800-899-INTO, anytime, 24-7. That's 800-899-4686. See, it spells into, aren't we clever? For Into Tomorrow, with any consumer tech question you may have, perhaps a digital dilemma we can help you solve, maybe you just want to share with us your favorite app these days, or share some tech rage if you'd like. We've got our finger on the bleep button if you really are raging, not a problem. It makes for good radio. We love to hear any problems, and hopefully we can help you solve them as well. Or perhaps help for another listener. Of course, you can also use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. But again, 800-899-INTO is another great way to participate. And we send you prizes when you're heard on the air. It's that easy. Our next guest is partnering with the United States Patent and Trademark Office to recognize inventors and inventions and promote creativity. Vice President of, I love her title, Selection and Recognition from the National Inventors Hall of Fame is Rini Paiva. Rini, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Am I saying Rini right or is it Rini?
No, you're
Rini. Okay.
Correct.
I hate when I question myself. You know, your most important asset is your name. I want to try to get it right. So first tell me about the National Inventors Hall of Fame, and then we'll get into a particular celebration this weekend.
Sure. So the National Inventors Hall of Fame recognizes patented inventors who have come up with ideas that have really changed the way we live our lives. So as you go throughout your day and all the innovations that make your life better, we do our best to try and honor those people.
Cool. And I imagine then you're talking about all kinds of inventions. I mean, some things may, of course, be tech-related, which is why we have you on the show. And other things might have just been something to make our lives a little better.
That's exactly right. So we could be talking about inventions like the chemical synthesis of DNA, which has huge implications, or we might be talking about something like the Post-it note, which definitely is an invention I think that people will agree has made our lives better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I would imagine that there's a whole lot of these kinds of things from, say, NASA and the space program that have got to be involved in the Inventors Hall of Fame because so many things have come from that over the many years.
That's exactly right. We do have a number of inventors who have worked at NASA. I think of one who, Frank Cipollina, who has worked on the satellite servicing techniques that made the Hubble spacecraft, you know, better, or the telescope better after its initial launch.
Wow. And of course, that was certainly an American accomplishment by all means, to be able to not only launch it and do what it's got to do, but then to go out and fix it because of a major issue and it being so much better sense and getting so much more information. I mean, this really is an attaboy, attagirl to all inventors when you put your mind to something, right?
Absolutely. I think that these inventors are kind of the unsung heroes who, like I said, really have made our lives better. And we really do our best to kind of take the stories of those inventors and share it out with younger people through education programs so they can, you know, they can be inspired by what these people have done.
Oh, for sure. And I understand that it's the 46th annual National Inventors Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up, which is obviously you've been doing it for 46 years, which is pretty cool. What are some of the absolute standouts in recent induction ceremonies?
Oh, sure. Well, for coming up in 2018, one of the inventors who we're going to be honoring, everyone who watches a football game on TV knows that yellow first and 10 line. And we're also used to it now, but there was a time when it didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So Stan Honey is the inventor of that technology, and I think that it's fascinating for people to realize that it had to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to honoring him.
And good point, because we do take that kind of thing for granted, but the ability to have that kind of a special effect on a football field, and even if you just have walked by a TV during a football game, you have to stop and say, how do they do that? You know, I mean, that's pretty cool. You know?
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, the inventions range. Last year, one of the people we honored was a man by the name of Eli Harari. He co-founded the company SanDisk. And when you think about now, it's so common for us to just take a flash drive, a thumb drive, and hand off information to someone. That wasn't possible until he came up with his invention.
And we have him to thank for it and stuff that we use to this day and probably well into tomorrow. Regardless of other technologies, it's still handy to have that flash drive, especially if you travel a lot. So this is really cool. And I love the tech side of things because, of course, that's what we cover. But there, like you say, there's so much more even. I mean, from Post-it notes to just anything and everything. It's kind of cool to know that there are so how many inventors are in the Hall of Fame?
So right now there are actually 547 inductees in the Hall of Fame. And come May, we're going to induct 15 more. And every year we always have some of the inductees are living. And we also usually have a group of historical inventors. So some people who will honor posthumously.
Wow. Oh, very cool. And there's a lot of inventors in our audience, I know. We hear from a lot of our listeners that are always looking to come up with the next best thing. So let's hope that one of these upcoming induction ceremonies might include one of our own listeners. You never know. But now let's get...
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be really cool, and certainly us being proud to talk about it. This weekend, we're celebrating on February 18th, National Battery Day, as I understand it. And, of course, it's one of your inductees, yes?
That's right. So, you know, there have been a number of battery inventors out there, of course. There are many different kinds of batteries. But one of the inductees in the Hall of Fame is named Stan Obshinsky, and he's actually the inventor The nickel metal hydride battery. And I would imagine that some of your listeners are familiar with this. It's the battery that is pretty much used widely in hybrid cars today.
Very true, among many other things, but certainly getting a lot more attention lately in the hybrid vehicles. Absolutely.
That's right. And actually, I think one of the things that people may not realize is that it was once used in, I'd say, virtually every digital camera, digital recorder, camcorder, laptops, you know, the list goes on and on before other batteries, for instance, like lithium batteries, came more into more frequent use. I want to say that there are still about 1 billion nickel metal hydride batteries that are put into use every year, though.
Wow. I guess it's safe to say that Stan's invention most certainly impacted our society.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you want to look at it from an economic standpoint, it certainly had a huge economic impact. But I think just the overall societal impact of how it affects each of us, again, as we live our lives. You know, nickel metal hydride batteries, such as, again, that are found in hybrid cars, you're not just going to see them here in the United States, but you're going to see them all across the globe.
That's true. And when you talk about an impact on society, anything that is able to make a difference literally everywhere around the world is certainly something that would deserve recognition, and thus the National Inventors Hall of Fame is doing just that. But I didn't even know, and I'm sure most of our audience didn't even know, there is such a thing as National Battery Day.
That's right, and I guess it's kind of fun for us when these days come along to be able to highlight different inventors, just so everyone can hear more about them and understand what an impact they've had.
Oh, for sure. And I love how you guys on your website, which first of all is invent.org, very easy to get to, and you really will enjoy looking at the things that are on this site, but honoring the individuals whose inventions have made the world a better place, ensuring American ingenuity continues to thrive in the hands of coming generations. And I think that's awesome. And it's a group of kids on your site where you talk about being able to see them in action. This is really impactful, and I'm so glad that you guys are helping to promote STEM, you know, science and technology and engineering and math and that sort of thing, but getting kids involved and saying, yeah, think outside the box. I hate that term. It's so overly used. But in the long run, you come up with something and make an impact on society.
It's so true. And again, we're using the stories of these amazing inventors and sharing them with these young people, like, for instance, in our Camp Invention program, a summer day camp program. And when they hear about the stories of what these inventors did and realize that there were pretty humble beginnings to some of these inventions, it really kind of gets those creative juices flowing for them and gets them starting to think about what they can do someday themselves.
Yeah. Some great stuff. And there's even a camp invention, I understand.
Right. Camp Invention. It's for K through sixth graders, and it gives the kids a chance to, again, learn more about these folks and come up with their own inventions and figure out the ways that they're going to make their inventions a success.
Visit invent.org. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us, and happy National Battery Day.
Oh, thank you, and it's been a pleasure.
Our pleasure as well. Again, invent.org, INVENT.org. And again, visit us at intotomorrow.com. We'll help you direct you right to that site. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue here on the Advanced Media Network.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Opening the information conduit into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. That's the word radio to 35,000.
Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? Shaking your head. People can't hear the rocks moving. But
yes, I do.
Good boy. You better or you'd be fired. But we want our audience to also receive the once-a-week tech newsletter. We don't share your email with anyone. Your email address is all we ask for, and we keep it private. I promise. I guarantee it's been that way for 23 years. We're not going to change that now, in spite of any constant begging or Mark Zuckerberg wanting to give me a gazillion dollars for your information. Ain't going to happen. All you need to do is visit our site at intotomorrow.com anytime at your leisure. Little box pops up. You put in your email address, and then you will get an email that says, are you sure? It's a double opt-in program. We don't want to spam anyone. And you click that link, voila, you're in. You'll get our once-a-week tech newsletter. And among other things, what's in the tech newsletter?
Well, for one thing, we've got Beth's tech tip.
Okay, well, that's and some tech news.
It is news.
A tech newsletter.
Yep, tech news. We've got thoughts. We've got thoughts.
Thoughts, okay.
Basically, things that make you go,
Okay.
Yeah. We've got upcoming guests. We list our prizes, everything.
Oh, that's true. You want to find out when you participate what you can win for doing so. It's all on the tech newsletter. Of course you want to get it. And Beth's tech tip is?
This week, where should you visit after graduation? The internet, of course. For many, the time after graduation means time to get a job. By going online, you can save lots of time and organize the perfect plan to find the perfect job.
There you go. Check it all out. Just visit us, intotomorrow.com. Put your email address in, and you're part of that family. We'd love to send you that. And it's only once a week. I think I mentioned that. John in Kilgore, Texas. Welcome into tomorrow.
Is it possible to upgrade the graphics drive on a laptop?
Well, John, if you mean the graphics card on a laptop, yes, it is possible on some models. But unless you specifically have a gaming PC, the odds are not great.
Yeah, most laptops just use integrated graphics chips that are part of their motherboards, and they don't leave empty spaces to add anything else. Some do come with cards that can be sometimes updated, but they're really in the minority.
The reason isn't just space, though, so you know. Newer graphics cards tend to generate even more heat than older ones. So even if they could fit, manufacturers would still have no way of accounting for the airflow for the new card, because they would require more airflow. Desktops are nice and roomy and can have room for multiple fans, but laptops have to deal with a much more delicate balance between power and heat management. So most laptops ship one way, and they're expected basically to stay roughly that way.
Now, there are some laptops that allow you to connect to an external GPU now, but those are very special gaming laptops with connectors designed for it, or Apple laptops where they're taking advantage of the Thunderbolt port and putting a GPU in the screen. So with the exception of very specially designed models that offer upgradable or external graphics, the answer, as we said, is unfortunately no.
Yeah. Sorry about that, John. Now think about this, too. If you've got a much older laptop, maybe it's time to upgrade. I'm sure you've given that some thought, and it's not always easy financially or otherwise, but keep that in mind as well. When you call in, like John did, we hear you on the air, even if it was only like 5 or 6 seconds like he did. We send you prizes automatically. We got all kind of goodies for you, for example.
From Killer Concepts, we've still got some of those Piggy Pro stands. These are razor-thin phone stands that stick to the back of any phone.
Or even a phone case if you'd like to keep your phone in a case. They work real well. E-bags, quick charge batteries. You can call it whatever you like, a battery, a power bank, a quick charge. We like to think of it as a lifeboat.
From UDOC, we've got some of their 550 docking stations. You can charge multiple mobile devices in one place.
HyperX, Cloud Pro gaming headsets compatible with Mac, PC, PS4, and even mobile devices.
From MyPhone Touch, some of the soft, stretchy pouches to carry your cell phone hands-free.
Yeah, and they're MyPhone Pouch. They're pouches. Think of a kangaroo pouch, a little thing for your phone. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And from Tracker, Pixel Trackers. You simply attach it to any item, then find it with your smartphone. I added one to my new e-bag before the trip that I am on, because I'm really not here in the studio. I'm at this moment in Rome. And other devices that I don't want to lose. They're very handy, so we've got some of those to share. No promises, no guarantees, but mention any of those items when we hear you calling in and being on the air, and we'll do our best to get that item to you. Again, the number?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-9112. That's 800-523-9112. Again, 800-523-9112.
Okay, so while you're trying to find that perfect selfie angle, at least keep listening into tomorrow. We don't want to lose you. Send us your selfie, too. Why not? That kind of reminds us, if you want to follow us on all of the antisocial sites, you're welcome to do that. Twitter, are you on Twitter? Well, so are we, at IT Radio Show. I hope you follow us. If you want to follow me personally on Twitter, at Dave Graveline, very easy. Facebook, oh, that's also easy, fb.com/intotomorrow. And me personally, again, just my name. So feel free. I'll friend you back. And Instagram, well, it's just my name. We don't have a company Instagram account because it wasn't what the kids were doing.
Exactly.
So what did I leave out? Follow Chris, too, his name.
You know, we're on LinkedIn. We're
all
stuff.
Over the place. Yeah, true. So get social with us, won't you?
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at IntoTomorrow.com and on our free Into Tomorrow apps.
Nathan in Scottsville, Kentucky, listens on Supertalk WTN. Hello, Nathan.
Does Android provide any adapter or any Android phone adapter for video out similar to iPhone?
Well, one of the challenges of Android phones is that they don't have standard hardware, if you will, and the requirements are somewhat lax. So if you're asking, is there a cable that works with all Android phones, the answer would be no.
Yeah, some phones will support HDMI, some MHL, and pretty much all of them will let you use a Chromecast type of device. You want to check your phone specifications. If you find that the phone can do HDMI or MHL, you may be able to get away with using a cable or adapter. However, your best bet will likely be to spend $35 on a Chromecast. A Chromecast would allow you to cast content wirelessly and will almost certainly work with any semi-modern phone.
Yeah, semi-modern phone. Not a feature phone, but a smartphone. It's going to do the job. And Chromecasts work very well, and they're very inexpensive. So you can't beat $35 to just cast almost anything onto your TV. So I hope that helps answer your question, Nathan, regardless of the type of phone you have. And if it doesn't, let us know. We'll dig a little deeper for you. 800-899-INTO anytime. And visit us at intotomorrow.com for all 3 hours of the show.